T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. It's Jive Talk, hour number 2 here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. We are talking Wichita baseball wall to wall today. They will unveil their name, logo, branding, uniforms. That's coming up here in a little more than an hour. We are joined now by Dick Scott, the player development director for the Miami Marlins, who's in town for this event. Dick, what do you think of this?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I really do. And just from being in baseball for so long, I know that Wichita is a huge baseball area. And we're so excited to be here with the new stadium and the ownership and the people of Wichita. I think it's going to be a great match.
How has this relationship been going so far, this Wichita and the Miami Marlins? Obviously, it's new, so what are your overall impressions early on it?
Well, I can't believe how fast the stadium has gone up. First of all, Mike Hill, our team president, and I came in here, you know, a few months ago, and they were just breaking ground. We came for the groundbreaking ceremony and came back today, and the stadium is three-quarters finished. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And we're talking with Dick Scott from the Miami Marlins. He's our player development director. And nowadays, if you want a minor league team, especially a AAA team, you got to have a major league facility. This is going to be, for the players at least, a major league facility with all the things you'd want as a player.
Well, and I took a tour today along with Keith Johnson, our manager, that's coming here this summer, and they did an unbelievable job with the whole complex. The field looks great, but inside the clubhouse, the amenities that the players will have, the size of the clubhouse, the players' lounge, the weight room, the batting cage area. I mean, it is first class, and I think just looking at it, they built it not only for today but for the future to keep up with all the changes that MLB requires. It's going to be amazing.
So you're in player development. I'm outing my father as sort of an analytics-resistant guy. You know, he's been a
not
fan.
Not really. I get analytics. So let's not get into that debate.
Well, I'm not debating it, but how has that kind of prevailed within minor league baseball? It's obviously big at the major league level. How much data do you guys get in the minors?
It's everywhere. Yeah. You know, it's not going to go back, at least probably in my career. And I think it's really important that all that stuff is available for our players, for our staff. And I think the key to the whole thing is not only gathering the information, but interpreting the information correctly, where players understand what's needed. And not that they need to have the 10th degree of education with it. They just need to know enough that will help them win a ball game.
We're talking with Dick Scott. He's the director of player development for the Miami Marlins. And we'll have their AAA franchise here in Wichita starting in April. Now, the Marlins have been down a while. That's not breaking news for you. They've struggled. But they're building under Derek Jeter and others. Their farm system, as you well know, is on the move, rising, not falling. So you have to be encouraged by the development of players in the Marlins system and by some of the players that are on the cusp or will be in Wichita next year.
Yeah, I think that it's not a secret that we've struggled the last few years, and I believe that's what was known. This is my second year in the organization. You know, Derek Jeter and Bruce Sherman bought the ball club. Derek Jeter is all about scouting and player development. He knows that's where it's going to come from. And people like Gary Denbo and our scouting directors and our international people have done a great job accumulating players. And I think we really have a good system. We were probably in the 20s when we first got here. Baseball America has us in the top 5 now is minor league system, which is encouraging. We had a great draft last year. And with our international players coming, I think it's going to take a while, but we'll be competitive soon. And I want to say some of the players that we're sending to Wichita this year, we have 3 of our top pitching prospects coming. Sixto Sanchez, who we got in a trade for JT Realmuto, is coming here. Jorge Guzman, another right-handed pitcher, is coming here this year. Edward Cabrera. These guys are big arms, big stuff, and they're all front of the rotation type pitchers.
We mentioned off the air we were talking about international signings, and obviously that's big for the Marlins. You made a splash there recently. But signing a 16-year-old kid, what are the factors that could lead to his eventual success in the big leagues, because I got to imagine there are many just assimilating him into not only minor league baseball and organized baseball, but a culture, America. It's got to be difficult.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, that's a challenge for all of us, is these kids come from, you know, a country where they're playing baseball all the time, and then we sign them based on their sheer talent, their ability. They can run, they can throw, and you try to project a 16-year-old kid to be a major leaguer is a little bit risky, yeah. But that's what we do. And, you know, when they come to the States, it's tough. They've never been out of their country before. So there's a lot of hurdles that we have to get over to just get them to focus on baseball. But here's another one, cold weather. We have a team in the Midwest League in Clinton, and we probably sent 15 players there that have never been in snow.
Wow.
And it was a shock to them.
Dick Scott, our guest from the Miami Marlins, Director of Player Development. I'm interested in baseball people's careers and where they start and the jigsaw puzzle that they try to put together and the maze that they go through to get to the positions you're at. Now, you're a baseball lifer, right? Where did you start?
Well, I got drafted by the Yankees in 1981, and I played through the minor leagues there. I went to Oakland as a six-year minor league free agent, got some big league time in 89. Got a World Series ring that year because we won the World Series.
Heck of a deal.
Started coaching in the minor leagues for Oakland. Went to the Diamondbacks. Was a major league scout. I went to the Blue Jays as a farm director. Went to the Mets as farm director, and then a major league coach for 2 years. And now I'm with the Marlins. So it's been 40 years. It goes by quickly. But I have people ask, the young guys say, "Hey, how do I get to your position?" And I'm like, "Man." Some people get there a lot faster than I did, but it's just, you just have to, you know, just like you guys, everybody, you just have to work at it. You have to network, you have to talk to people, you have to know what you're doing. And I think the number one key to all of this is people skills. You have to relate to people, because if you don't, all of our business is people related. So I think that's the big key.
When did you kind of realize you had an eye for scouting, for finding players? When was that kind of a revelation for you?
Well, you know, my dad was a high school coach. And he was basketball and baseball coach. Me and my brothers grew up around him and always had his practices. So those were things that always appealed to me. And then at the end of my career, I started paying attention more to the coaching, why things were happening, ways to communicate to people. And that's something that I wanted to do when I got done playing.
Dick Scott, our guest from the Miami Marlins. I'm curious your thoughts on what Baseball America reported recently about this, maybe the reconfiguring of the minor leagues to some degree, the elimination of some teams, maybe even elimination of a level of minor league baseball. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I'm kind of hearing it like you people are. It's not something that they've sent memos out to all of us,
right,
and said, "Hey, what's your opinion on this?" My pay level is way below that, but I've heard that, and I'm not really sure the direction they're going to go. I read something in the paper that said that they were, you know, wanting to improve salaries and travel conditions and improve certain ballparks for the players and staff, which I agree with. And I know that they said something about contracting teams, but honestly, you guys probably know as much about that as I do. I'm not in the loop.
Are you a fan of them using the minor leagues as kind of like a trial run for different rules? I know they have like the runner starting on second base and extra innings, right? That was... So do you appreciate stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it's okay to find if there's different ways. I mean, look, all of us, I've been in the game 40 years, so you can't say that I'm not an old school type of guy, although you have to stay current. But that part in the minor leagues has been great. I think that rule would be great in the major leagues. And here's my thought. I think if they played three extra innings in the major leagues, and then after the 12th inning, if there's not a winner, put a guy on second base. Because one, I think it'll keep more fans in the stands for that, knowing that it's going to be kind of like a photo finish. Instead of playing 20 innings where you blow up your bullpen and you can't recover for 10 days. I think that those days are kind of gone past.
They did that here in the American Association, and everybody hated it, and they took it away after 1 year, independent baseball. Is it just something you have to get used to? Because it's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
Well, MLB said you guys are going to do it, so it didn't take us long to wrap our head around it. But, like I said, in the minor leagues, you don't have the luxury of moving players all the time to fill holes. So something like that really saves your pitching staff, and that's how I look at it.
Dick Scott, our guest from the Miami Marlins. One thing I think Wichitans are going to have to adjust to again after independent baseball for quite a long period of time is a revolving door at the AAA level. Guys going to the big leagues, guys getting sent down. Some AAA players getting sent down to AA. Major league teams now use their AAA franchises as extra roster people. Basically, guys can go back and forth six, seven times a season. So just talk about that and the adjustment that baseball fans here are gonna have to make.
Yeah, I think you're right with your assessment. And as I stated earlier, we're going to have good players here. So at all times, we should have players that people can come out and associate with and hopefully get to know. As far as players up and down, that's all going to depend on our injuries at the major league level, and hopefully we can limit that. But it's just the nature of the beast. I mean, it's not anything that's been different from the 40 years I've been in the game. Players are on the move, and here's the thing about the players that come here. They're going to give a great effort every day. They want to play well, but you know what they want to do? They want to get to the big leagues.
They're one step away.
And they're close, and they know they're an injury away or like a month-long performance stretch that'll propel them to the major league. So I hope people understand that the goal of the players is to get to the major leagues. It's not to abandon a beautiful city like Wichita or Jacksonville or Double A city. It's like this is just one step getting to the place that I want to be.
So you mentioned
go ahead.
So you mentioned the pitching that will be in Wichita next year. How much of a balance is there on the Marlins philosophy between finding pitching and bats, because you drafted J.J. Blade from Vanderbilt. You traded for Jazz Chisholm, a shortstop. Your big international signings were position players. Are you focusing more on one or the other, or do you try to find that balance?
No, that's a good question, because when we first got to the organization 2 years ago, we noticed after about 2 months that our pitching was more advanced than our position player prospects. And we have since added pitchers, but the goal in this past draft was to get bats. And in the pieces that we traded this offseason or during the season, it was to get more hitters. And we got Lewin Diaz,
yeah.
We got Jesus Sanchez, we got Jazz Chisholm. We signed Blade in the draft. Peyton Burdick we got in the draft. Cameron Meisner, all hitters. And I think that's, in a couple years, everybody will see how good our players are.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Dick Scott from the Miami Marlins, our guest player development director. Before we let you go, another exciting aspect of this is not just seeing the Marlins' best prospects, but seeing the best prospects from numerous other franchises that are at the AAA level.
Agreed. You know, the thing about it, and I know that they've had baseball here a long time, and the beauty of minor league baseball is you get to see young players, and you can get close to them, because let's face it, when guys get to the big league, security's greater, it's harder to get time, but you come out to a minor league ballpark, guy's warming up on the side, he'll come over and chat with you, sign a ball, sign your kid's glove. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to meet these people and see the type of person they are, rather than just a uniform and a number and a player trying to get to the big leagues.
And the Double A franchise is in Jacksonville, correct?
Jacksonville.
So a little bit of a travel there, but hey.
Yeah, it's a little spread apart.
Well, you'll be in Wichita numerous times over the course of the Marlins agreement here with Wichita Baseball. Look forward to talking to you some more, Dick.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I just want to say on behalf of the Marlins organization how pleased we are to be in Wichita, and with the city and the ownership just providing a state-of-the-art facility. And as we're sitting here, people streaming into this, I mean, this is a huge baseball area, and we couldn't be happier being here. So thank you guys
well,
for having
me. Well, if you can get us Derek Jeter, we'd appreciate that.
Oh, he'll come in. He goes to all of our affiliates
right.
And watches games, so he'll be here.
All right, that's Dick Scott from the Miami Marlins. Glad to talk with him as we continue to discuss Wichita baseball. A big evening here at the Wave for Wichita baseball. Soon, the unveiling of the logo, the branding, the uniforms, everything you want to see. Next up, we will talk to the mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, whose hard work on this project, in my opinion, is the reason we're having this night. Stay with us. This is A Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.